call boneless wings. 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley
Trainer.
Hi. Hi, how's it going over there?
Just having some wings.
Are you? Are they bone in or boneless?
There's no such thing as boneless wings. And I'm not the only one to say that. Thanks for asking. Nebraska's very own Ander Christensen, he's not the fairy tale storybook author, but some other guy who got up before the Lincoln, Nebraska City Council to demand the city take action on a very, very problemsome issue.
It is Holly, problemsome.
Very problemsome.
Problemsome?
Holly, I need you to play the audio. Uh-huh. You can just play it right from the video. There's no swearies.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning and treating things as though they're normal. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Yes, oh, we feel it in our bones.
You're my hero, Ander.
Literally, that's what I said last night when I was sitting on my couch. You are my hero. He correctly is arguing that boneless wings are a bleep term. And that's a crap term, and it should be illegal, and I love the names that he comes up with.
I am partial to saucy nugs.
Saucy nugs or wet tenders. I do like a good wet tendy.
Mm-hmm. I want it to be called a wet tendy, though.
Wet tendy. Yeah. So here's the thing. He is bringing up a legit issue that I have argued for years. If I were ever going to run for office, it would be to destroy people who order, much less call them, boneless wings.
Well, I like that you're on the wet nug platform.
Mm-hmm. Not wet nug, wet tendies.
Oh, wet tendies.
Wet tendies. Yeah. I'm like saucy wet nugs.
Saucy nugs.
Well, can I be wet nug?
You can be wet nug.
Yeah.
That'll be your nickname from now on. But anyway, so this is the conversation whose time is long overdue. And it's just another opportunity to shame people for even ordering these things because I don't know who in their right mind came up with the notion that these things are boneless wings, because there's nothing boneless or wing about them.
They're boneless, but they're not wingy.
Well, first of all, they're usually made with breast. So if anything, you could call them boneless boobies or, you know, boneless boob
floppy
tenders,
boobies.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not even tenders because chicken tenders are a very specific thing. They're called tender not because they're tender to the touch.
Mm-hmm.
They're tender because they're from the tenderloin.
From the loins.
Of the chicken.
Oh.
Excuse you?
Of the chicken loins.
You got real sexy with the loinage there.
Hey.
I didn't know that.
You learn something new every day.
That's cool.
What, that the tender was the tenderloin?
Yeah.
What did you think? It was just like, oh, this is so tender.
That's such a tender chicken.
I don't know. I just thought it was a dumb late capitalist name.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what boneless wings are.
Yeah.
A dumb late capitalist name that should be destroyed. I say wet tenders. Colleen says saucy nugs.
I like
Holly
saucy
says
nugs.
Wet nugs. You
I
decide.
I like them. I like the flavor.
They're just chicken nuggets.
But
that's all they
the
are.
Thing. They're just nuggets.
We do have a call on the
thank
line.
Thank you. Who's our caller?
Laura has a name suggestion.
Hi, Laura. What do you want to call those boneless wings? Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
What are we calling those boneless wings?
Oh, winging it.
Winging it.
Yeah.
You just want to call them winging it.
Winging it.
All right.
All right.
Okay. We'll add it to the list.
Yeah.
Winging it.
Winging it. Well, you know, you got to wing it when you order those things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I would take issue because it's not a wing.
There's nothing wingy.
There's nothing wingy.
Here's what I do understand. Like, those pesky bones, they do get in the way, right? Like, you are good at eating chicken it is, wings,
just
Bradley?
Because we don't teach children how to do cursive doesn't mean they can't.
This
just
is
because
true.
We don't teach children to debone a wing in two clicks doesn't mean we can't. And he does go on in his appeal to the Lincoln City Council to talk about how we're basically making children ignorant because they need to understand that a chicken wing is a chicken wing, mm-hmm. and that meat has bones attached to it,
right.
and that everybody's freaked out about bones. Like, ew, it is. Even people that I know and love that are very close to me, I have heard them say things like, "I don't like meat with bones on it." I'm like, I got news for you.
Where the meat comes from.
That's where the meat comes from.
Is there such a thing as boneless ribs?
Oh, yes.
That's dumb, too. Can we get...
Well, first of all, they're not ribs.
Can we get a ruling on that? That's,
guess how,
they can't be ribs.
No, they're literally from the... They take the pork shoulder, I think, or the pork butt, and slice it up like a rib, and then they call it boneless ribs.
Mm-mm.
That's dumb.
Mm-mm.
Stop lying to your children.
Mm-mm.
They can take it. They've lived through the last 6 months. They're fine.
They've heard a few lies, but start telling them what they are.
Yeah.
We've got a few other suggestions on
all
the
right,
line.
Let's go. Who do we have?
Let's go to Steve.
Hi, Steve. Steve, what are we calling them boneless wings?
Chickettes.
Chickettes. I like that.
Chickettes.
I like that. Yes, chickettes.
Well, in French, et is tiny, so.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I love it. Little tiny chickens. Thank you for your call, Steve. Who do we have next, Holly?
We have Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Sandy, what are we going to call them boneless chicken wings?
Get ready. Here it comes. Bone free.
Bone free.
Bone free.
As free as the wind blows. Yes, that's my
idea. God, I love it.
That was so great. Sandy, thank you for your call.
Bone free. I just don't even want the word bone anywhere near this thing.
Oh, that was fun for me. What are we settling on?
Do we got one more caller?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know. I don't care what you call them as long as it's not boneless wings.
Yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, the truth is they're just some kind of nug.
Wet nugs. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, oh no, saucy nugs.
You wanted saucy nugs. Yeah. Holly wanted wet nug.
Yeah, wet
nug. I am settling for just wet tendies.
I bet you are. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to talk about Bella Thorne and OnlyFans. This story keeps on giving after this on My Talk 107.1. It's the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And don't forget about Holly.
Yeah.
Hey, Holly.
Hi. I got a story for you guys. Mm. A little bit of breaking news
Lay
that was
on
pushed
us.
Out on the My Talk app. If you don't have it, go get it. Now, we're getting more details about the halted production of The Batman. Now, we talked about this in a Dirt Alert update at the 1 p.m. hour, that movie has stopped filming in the UK because a member of the crew tested positive for COVID-19. Well, now we're learning it wasn't just the dolly grip, it was Robert Pattinson.
Ooh, it wasn't Ooh. Just the crew, it was
no.
the Batman himself.
It was the Batman himself. So
Yikes.
Vanity Fair is reporting that Robert Pattinson has tested positive for COVID-19, causing filming of the Batman to be halted just days after it resumed.
Well,
so,
well, hopefully the best.
Yeah, I hope that makes it through okay and is healthy throughout. All right, let's get to a story that is the story that keeps on giving. There's a barren wasteland of celebrity stories, but there are some that just rise to the top, and one of them is this story about Bella Thorne and OnlyFans.
Yes. Now, we've talked about this on the show, that Bella Thorne made some controversial moves in showing up on OnlyFans. OnlyFans is like an adult creator website where basically you can flash your bits, make some money. She showed up, made a bunch of money, and basically forced some changes in the company that screwed a lot of the content creators, which really left a bad taste in the mouth of those people. And that created a certain amount of controversy that we've discussed over the last week. Well, now her sister is stepping into the fray. She not only and her sister has joined the adult platform But then she's also taken to fighting with some of the people criticizing her sister, and she does it in a way that just seems counterproductive to everything, and it makes me wonder if Bella was, like, texting her sister, like, girl, please stop, because you're not making the situation any better. On Tuesday, she posted a story highlighting a comment that she left online saying, well, let me just back it up a little bit. So when she joined, her name is Kaylee, by the way, Kaylee Thorne, mm-hmm. Bella Thorne's sister. She joined OnlyFans.
Is she like an actress in her own right, or is she?
I don't know what a Kaylee Thorne is.
I don't
she's
either.
She's pretty. She's young. She's got pictures of her in a bikini. So, I mean, clearly she's something doing some things. She posted a story highlighting a comment that she'd left online saying, the argument is that sex should not be work. That's why it turns into human trafficking and should be stopped.
Oh.
Sex work does not exist. It is not real.
Okay, so that's not something you want to say on a site where people are sex workers.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And she goes on to say, what I call it legit, that is sex work. No, nothing about, please read what she said because I can't say it on the air. Nothing about bleeping for crack is legitimate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bleeping for crack is legitimate. She also says that users are not creative. All your bios say the same thing. Insatiable. S-L-U-T. She says, get creative and maybe you'd keep your clientele.
So she's
basically
like
coming after all of the people going after her sister and then some.
Wow.
And then she tries to walk it back and say, like, I'm not slamming anyone. I'm just being mean to the people that are mean to my sister. Which is not true because her comments, again, were pretty clear that she doesn't believe sex work is legit. And she thinks that they're doing the sex for crack. And says that that's not legitimate work.
Okay, so this is the mistake that we make in 2020 often. Is that we
tell
think
me the mistake because I feel like there are a few.
Well, one of them is the idea that you know the thing better than everybody else, and all you're going to need to do is lay it out to that group of people, and then like drop the mic and walk away.
Yeah.
And that there will be no consequence for that.
Yeah.
But what she did is engage a group of people who are often spoken down to in the exact same way that she just did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she made some missteps.
She went on to talk directly to Page Six, who reported this story, and this is where she tried to walk it back again. This is Kaylee Thorne, Bella Thorne's sister. Bella Thorne made like $2 million in a hot minute on OnlyFans.
Did you say 200?
What did I? 2 million.
2 million.
2 million.
Oh, maybe you did say 2 million.
$2 million on OnlyFans. Promised that she was going to show a nudie photo, didn't, showed a lingerie photo, ticked a bunch of people off who wanted their money back. OnlyFans said, oh, we got to change our rules because we don't want to give away that much money in the future. That ticked off a bunch of the content creators. Then her sister shows up and says, sex work ain't real because you're just doing it for crack. And then when Page Six goes, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, hey, Kaylee Thorne, tell us more. She goes, I'm not slamming anyone. I'm just responding to women commenting. These girls have been bullying me nonstop. I was not calling any sex worker an insatiable or any other type of I was directing my comments back to these girls that call themselves So she's like, I didn't call them anything. They don't call themselves. I'm not saying sex work is not. She said, I'm saying that sex work is not work to me. I don't consider a job to me. I'm not saying it about anyone else. What people do for a living is their choice.
Okay, so again,
she's like 12. She's not 12 because that would be illegal, but I'm saying she sounds like she's 12.
Yeah, like everybody's allowed to have an opinion. Nobody is saying she doesn't get to have her opinion. The problem is it's ill-advised. It's not always appropriate to share your opinion. It's not always appropriate.
Can you put that on
a t-shirt, please? I know. It's appropriate to have them, but you don't need to share them always, right? Like, they're like germs.
Also, you know what's very interesting is, oh, there was a blind item about this young girl.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I do say.
Do you have it?
No, but you can play it anyway. I'll paraphrase it.
Oh, good.
I didn't know this.
I have it in front of me, but I don't. in my mind, I will tell you that earlier this week, because Holly, you were gone for a couple days and I was doing the blind item duty. Well, in the midst of that duty, I found this little nugget about Kaylee Bailey
Thorne. You found a nugget in the duty.
Does it have a kernel of truth?
There
to
was
it?
A kernel of truth. Apparently, it wasn't.
Some smells.
It wasn't confirmed. But the speculation was that it was this young lady. And essentially, the blind item said the younger sister of this hot mess making $2 million on OnlyFans person doesn't just show photos of herself in lingerie. She'll actually do the sex on camera for the right price.
Oh.
So that to me was interesting because it sounds like
somebody doth protest too much.
Her schnapps.
Interesting. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots, we will tell you all about them when we arrive back right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. We're going to Florida first, friends.
Yep.
Oh, good. Let's go to Florida.
We are going to meet 22-year-old Bounty Sheremy from
Bounty Sheremy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's from a nice name. Northport, Florida.
Okay.
He was out and about with a friend on Sunday evening, he was talking. I'm sorry, he wasn't with a friend. He was on the phone with a friend though. And he was driving around. Turns out, though, he was crunk.
Oh, no.
He was driving intoxicated.
That is illegal.
It is illegal. And nothing good happens when that's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
He crashed his car into a sign.
Oh.
He was fine. Don't worry about it.
It wasn't a person.
Right. Exactly. But the sign was a sign. The
and
sign.
Did he see the sign?
Do not try to bring.
Ollie, you need to get some Ace of Base for Colleen. She
don't do it.
That
I cannot stand
what
that
I,
song.
What do I need?
Ace of Base. I saw the sign. It's Colleen's favorite.
That song. Okay, so he ran into a sign. He did not see the sign, but once he did see the sign, it opened
up his mind.
Because the sign he ran into while driving drunk said, drive sober or get pulled over.
Oh my God, he drove into a sober sign?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. That is a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. The cops came to the scene and they found the sign knocked over and
they cannot with you.
That's
they
fine. We don't need to with each other. We all get to have opinions. Anywhoozy-whatsy. Yeah, he ended up blowing twice the legal limit on the breathalyzer. And he was arrested for DUI and property damage.
Well, I'm glad he was caught because I just can't live in a world with a person like that able to just run free.
Right?
Wing free.
So that's it. That was the end of my story. Do you have a crazy, stupid idiot?
Like, yeah, no, share? I didn't know if he like made some restitution in the world. Okay.
No.
I want to take you to Delray Beach, Florida.
Florida.
Sounds like a place, you know, like, welcome to Delray Beach. Near Palm Beach. I think, anyway. And I want to tell you about
beaches.
I know, right?
Where are my beaches at?
Where are my beaches at? That's what they say in Florida all the time. And then somebody points over there because that's where
right,
the beach
your beach is
at.
Right there.
Yeah, dumb beaches. Can I tell my story?
Yes!
You dumb beach. Hey! Yes. Hey!
Go ahead.
I want to tell you about a woman. And I don't know her name, so I'm just going to call her Francine.
Oh, Francine.
And Francine lives in the 100 block of Monaco C. Don't know what that is. Mm-mm. Monaco C versus Monaco A or B. I don't know. Now, apparently, this Monaco C business in Delray Beach is a 55-plus community, which the older I get, the more I think I'm going to like this part of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Where I can wall off anyone under the age of 55 mm-hmm. from my existence. I don't got to put up with your tired-ass millennial experience and your children and your children's children. But I would like an upper end to that limit, too. You know, maybe.
Right. Like 55 to 56. Yes.
Also, just me. Anyway, back to Francine. Where's that community? Where's the
I think we're in it right now. It's called COVID-19.
I know. I think it's called the FM Prod Studio.
Yes, exactly.
Here at Hubbard High.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so I'm in my bubble and I'm doing good and I'm telling you about Francine in the 100 block of Monaco C. Now, something happened to her and it was really bad.
Uh-oh.
It also appeared that someone attempted to slash one of the tires of her vehicle, but that was not the worst of it. Do you know what they actually did that was just vile?
What?
Holly, get ready.
Someone
threw human schmeces.
No!
At her door.
Yes. No.
Hi. Literally, someone
threw... Can I ask a question?
I mean, sure.
How can they know that it was human schmeces? Like, did they test it?
Well, I mean, unless it was a bear.
All things schmeces. That's a book. It's a children's book.
All things
everyone schmeces. Everyone schmeces.
Yeah, everyone schmooses. Is schmeces a verb? I schmeced.
You schmeced?
Is that a thing? I have to go schmeces?
Well, we can make it a thing.
It is now. Oh, you guys, we're not mature enough.
I took
to
a
have
huge schmeces. Okay,
well,
anyway.
It probably, you know, probably wasn't from a bear.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, I'm pretty sure they could tell it was an adult because if it wasn't an adult or a person, a human, because. Like, you would know.
Distinguishing features.
I just feel like if it had been thrown and there was, like, a splat, you might not. I mean, schmeces is schmeces.
I think it was just a volume issue.
Okay.
But anyway, someone threw schmeces at her front door. It also appeared, as I said, that someone tried to slash her tires. Now, that's crazy.
Somebody doesn't like her.
Do you know why she said, though?
Why?
She said she believes she is the victim of age discrimination. Oh, do you know why? Good? Because she's not 55 years old, but she lives in a 55-plus community. Mm-mm. She thinks them oldsters pooped on her door
because
she was
42.
Under 50. She was under 55.
Driving down the street in that golf cart.
That is...
That Francine, she's a liar.
Yeah, I'm going to go poop by her door.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'll show her.
And then I'm going to pretend like it didn't happen at Bridge Club.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just love the notion
that... Hey, Francine, how's your door been?
Yeah. So I drove by your door the other day and I noticed a big brown spot. What's that all about?
Are you painting?
Oh, that's nice.
Also, can you just imagine being a human being adult who, like, shows up to their house and there's doo-doo on your front door?
No. Don't.
What? How do you even deal with that?
I'm not sure. I will say... Well, no.
Rubber gloves.
As a person who has dealt with a lot of schmeco matter in my life,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. You just sort of get over it real quick.
But not child schmeces, perhaps, but like adult schmeces?
Well, the common denominator could be a diaper.
That's true. Thank you.
What do you mean the common denominator?
It's a retirement area.
Oh.
I mean,
Right. Depends. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. So maybe it was like, you know, I don't know, Ed, who lives down the street, was like, well,
I guess I know what to do with this.
I hadn't even thought of that.
I would like to share another story. Right. I'm suddenly concerned that this got shared at some point when I wasn't here, but you'll tell me.
Yeah.
And actually, like, this crazy stupid idiot, he's not that stupid because he was just doing what his car is begging him to do. I want to tell you about...
We didn't do this story.
Okay, Devander Goley. He's a 66-year-old emergency room doctor from Raleigh, North Carolina. And he was driving home after his shift. It was late. It was after midnight. And he was driving in his fancy Tesla Model S sedan. Well, you know what the thing is with those fancy cars? Is they got that automatic drive thing where you can just be like, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, and it'll just drive for you.
Yeah.
That's an actual thing. Well, he was using that. He was using that autopilot mode. And apparently there was a problem because it didn't work. And what? That car, his car that he was not driving because it was driving itself, ran into a sheriff's car.
Oh, my God.
And the reason why he has been charged with a pair of vehicular law violations is because he was also watching a movie on his phone while he allowed his Tesla to drive for
him. Oh, but not on the Tesla. Because I was like, can you watch a movie on your thing?
No, he was watching it on his phone. But he was not driving the car because the car was driving itself. It was on autopilot.
Is that illegal then?
That's a good... apparently it is. Because he has been charged with vehicular law violations, including driving a motor vehicle while viewing any television, computer, or video player.
Huh. All right.
Noted.
Noted.
Isn't that interesting?
I think it's like kind of a double message. Like, I'm going to give you this technology that allows you to not pay attention.
But you have to pay attention.
But you have to totally pay attention. Well, what's the point then?
And,
I mean, I'm not saying I would feel comfortable doing that because the whole time I'd be afraid that I was going to die.
Are you
because
kidding?
The robot's going to, you know, drive my car into a wall. But
I do want to try that, but I want to try it in a safe way. Not in a safe way like the store.
Mm-hmm. Noted.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it's time to play a game. That game is called the Throwback Live. We're going to do that after this on My Talk 107.1.